Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNLive.com is their website. We're also out on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in the country, and we're broadcasting on many independent stations around the country, too, and appreciate all of those that are carrying the show. We're also broadcasting live and in living color on the Internet around the world, wherever the Internet might happen to take someone, on all of our affiliates, plus on GCNLive.com, plus on my website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And again, as I said, all our radio affiliates have Internet broadcasts, too. And we're on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk letter haulers out there, Felix and Company, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. We're also on X as at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and first let's go out and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we'll go up to the top line. We'll pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. That sounds like your little friend in the corner there, Denise.
Yeah, you know, I've got the door closed. I thought I had him occupied, but I have a puppy.
Uh-huh.
And he's normally very good at this hour, but I just heard it too, so I hope you'll excuse my little puppy here.
All right, well, I'm going to pick up a caller real quick and see what we got here, so hold on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my name's Mike.
Yes, Mike, what can we do for you?
Captain, I really enjoy your show. I'm not usually up this late, but I want to ask one question. You know, we have that open border, but nobody can explain to me why. Why do we have the open border?
Okay, we'll try. Thanks a lot, Mike. We'll try and we'll let you know. Okay, how about because we have Joe Biden as president, and that's one of his apparent goals is to keep the border open and keep the illegals flowing through. Is that the reason why?
Well, but you have to understand why he wants all these illegals.
Yeah.
And it finally came out last week, and I forget actually who said it, but they want to put the illegals and maintain the illegals in Texas.
Right.
And, of course, Governor Abbott went nuts. Now, why do they want to do that? I think Texas has 44 electoral votes. Is that right? 44,
that is,
48?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, a Republican will never be elected president again if those electoral votes go to the Democrats.
That's right.
So their mission is to turn Texas blue.
Yep. That's the way to do it. Yep. And I don't disagree with anything you said, because I've heard the same thing. How about you, Kyle?
Well, of course, that's right. And one of the other things we're hearing, too, is this Washington Post ABC poll that they released on Sunday, showing Trump with 52% over Biden, who has 42%. And, you know, I think they are very, very concerned that the nation is looking primarily at, you know, ousting Joe Biden. And so, yeah, they would try to change Texas blue if they absolutely possibly could.
Well, the other fascinating thing is, what if we put a Republican back in there as president? What happens to the 7 million so far under Biden? What happens to these people and the other 11 million, or whatever this previous number was? We have no idea. Something went as high as 20 million. Do we go through massive deportation? Because I don't know what that looks like. That would be a Herculean task to get these people out of here or deal with them. And so that, to me, that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room is, the next president, for the sake of argument, let's say it's Trump. What happens? And I can tell you that This will be that would be worldwide news for a long time on what we do with these people.
Well, there was a backdoor story on Mexico deporting, I don't know how they're going to do this, deporting the people in the border towns that are bordering the U.S. border, sending them back where they came from.
Well, there's some pressure that's being, by this administration, there's some pressure being put back on Mexico, and rightly so. Especially with these trains that are, you know, these cargo trains that are headed this way.
Yep.
But ladies and gentlemen, the bigger story, too, is the money that this administration is spending on all things, on these flights, on these tent cities and these detentions, and the money that they're giving to these non-government agencies, these NGOs that are helping these people.
Hmm. Yep, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
That's not authorized by Congress.
Okay, hold that thought. You're right. And hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. Just getting real here. Just getting real on a Monday morning.
Coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and we will take it right over and remind you that this segment's brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. They are the world's, America's second largest personal auto insurer, and they are one of the largest insurers around the world, and they've been saving people money on their insurance for more than 85 years. They currently insure some 87 million drivers. Now, you can go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and ask for a cost comparison on the vehicle that you're driving right now. Give them the information, the year, the make, the model, all that sort of stuff. You know the drill. And they will get right back to you and give you a quote right off that website, Geico.com. Now, if you don't want to do that, you can certainly get the name of your insurance agent and call them up and make an appointment with them or whatever and find out that way. But if you are a car or a truck owner, and maybe you might own a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can get a bundled program and make your car insurance that much lower by bundling your vehicles together. And, of course, if you have a homeowner's or a renter's or a condo insurance policy, if you put that together with your car policy, you definitely will save a bunch more money. So give it a shot, see what happens. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Then back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hey, Denise.
Hello, hello.
And we have Backgammon Bob on the line who tells me he's going back down to Sarasota today to play backgammon. Yes, sir. What's up?
Yes, sir, Cap. What I want to know is this, is why aren't the border states doing more? And the governors, they're using nullification. The border states have to disregard the federal government and enforce the law and deport these people as they cross over, as this is clearly an invasion supported by a corrupt administration. The state's got their own National Guard, and they can put them on the border. The Border Patrol isn't just merely aiding the invasion as they're cutting the wire and things like that. And in the House, why isn't the GOP using the power of the purse? They could defund some of these things like the Border Patrol. We have to act now. Otherwise, entire countries from South America are just going to empty out into the United States and complete the blueing of America, as the captain has mentioned earlier. Just wanted your thoughts on the niece, and I just think the states need to do more. It's time to act. Is now. We can't have another year of Joe Biden. It's just too long. Action has to be taken now. We can't wait for 24. That's a year away. All right. That's it, Captain. Bye.
All right. Well, Denise, let's just look at it this way. We've got California. We got Arizona. We got New Mexico, Texas. Technically, I think they call Louisiana a border state because of the water. And the same with Mississippi, and the same with Alabama, the same with Florida, because they're bordered by the water.
Well, understand something here, that California has a Democrat governor.
Yep.
Arizona? New Mexico? So most of the traffic is coming in through Texas. Now, you have to remember, I think it was 2 years ago now, that Abbott, along with a handful of other state AGs, sued the federal government, and they lost. Texas, through their legislature, has put billions of dollars, has voted in, I mean, approved billions of dollars for all of this. And they can only do so much. I mean, you know, the federal government is suing Texas over those buoys that are out there in the river. So, I mean, that's kind of where we are. It comes down to who wants to do something. Now, Florida, a couple of years ago, with the help of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, passed legislation that we are not a sanctuary state. We will never be a sanctuary state. And DeSantis has done a pretty remarkable job, including those that are coming, you know, by raft or whatever kind of water apparatus, because you can't even call them a vehicle, from Cuba and Haiti and everything else. You know, Florida is doing whatever Florida can do, but there are limitations to all of this. And it really comes down to these judges, because as soon as these governors try and do something, they get sued. And they either get sued by the Department of Justice or some of these other, you know, progressive groups. Now, as I mentioned to Matt during the break, everybody thinks that Kamala Harris is the czar of immigration. Well, she was named that, but she's never been the czar. The czar is Bob Bauer. And Bob Bauer has been a dangerous person going all the way back to the Obama administration. He is a lawyer. He was White House counsel under Obama. And his wife, by the way, is very active in this White House. And she is Anita Dunn. Now, who is Anita Dunn? Remember when she gave the speech, two of her favorite people were Mother Teresa and Mao Zedong? Anybody remember her?
Yep.
So that's who you have in this White House, least of which is Susan Rice. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would say that the House should work to defund czar positions, and they, in order for that to happen, they would have to bundle that into some other kind of bill so it would get enough votes to pass, not only in the House but in the Senate. But we have McCarthy, who pledged as Speaker to go back to regular order, and the bills would necessarily stand on their own. So we're in a mess, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're absolutely in a mess. And this administration knows that they're in a mess, and they're exploiting all of that. So that's the reason that they are trying to impeach Mayorkas. That's not going to work. I understand the threat of putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would put it to a vote to have the man suspended, and then I would put him against the Bar Association and have him disbarred because he is a lawyer. So, look, the House passed an immigration bill, I think, back in May, and it's sitting over in the Senate. Do you think Schumer's going to pass it? No. Is he going to, or should even bring it to the floor? The answer, that's no.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this is what the process looks like. And as long as, even if the Senate passed it, do you think that Biden would veto it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a colossal mess. And I know that people want to attack Governor Abbott for not doing more. I think there might be some more things that he can do. I'm not sure I know what they are. You know, I've given this a bunch of thought. I've talked to experts and everything else, but I don't know. It's the most convoluted thing that there is. So I don't know what the answer is. But where we are right now, it obviously is unsustainable. And it isn't just me saying that, and, you know, other people that are getting. But you've got Mayor Adams. You've even got Governor Hochul. They're saying it's unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois is, well, Chicago is saying it's unsustainable. Governor Pritzker, I don't know what he's doing. He's a disaster. But I don't know, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
I don't know where you put. I mean, we've lost 85,000 children, okay? Mm-hmm. The New York Times has even come out with a couple of articles saying that these children that they have been able to find are in slave labor, working in places that they should not be working and living in places that they should not be living in. So, I don't know. It's a disaster.
All right, let me try to squeeze a caller in here. Okay, let me try this here. Here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Mike McGovern. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What can we do for you, sir?
I would like to talk to you about the Observer article and your comments on that.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll do that in another time because I've got a rebuttal I'm preparing for that. And we will have that up for you probably on the Facebook page within the next day or two, whatever it takes. But anyway, we'll be right back, and let's see here with Kyle. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, Denise, we got to go, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, there you go. And appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, we'll be back with our military and veterans news segment right after this, coming up right now.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The major film and television studios delivered their best and final offer to the striking writers, adding to significant hope that the negotiations to end the months-long strike will conclude with an agreement this weekend. Negotiators with the Writers Guild of America were expected to review the offer and deliver their response. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other top Garden State Democrats are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to resign, a sign of how quickly the senator's political support may erode. entire road after his shocking indictment on federal bribery charges. And Ophelia, now a post-tropical cyclone, is moving up the east coast, bringing heavy rainfall and threats of flash flooding and dangerous surf from North Carolina to New Jersey. New York City issued a travel advisory warning of a long-duration rainfall event. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. That's their website is CV4A.org, CV4A.org, and you can go over there. You can join the association and help them in any way they need to have help, whether it's volunteering with them for an event or whether it's maybe handing out some circulars or mailers that they have, because they are number one when it comes to veterans advocates and things that they're doing in the different services and legislation that needs to get passed in the country today. Now, joining us again, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and you got your helmet on now, right?
I do, yes.
Now, over the weekend, military police fired shots at a driver trying to break into the California Marine base at Camp Pendleton. Now, the breach wasn't an act of terrorism, according to the man that they arrested. But still, what on earth are you thinking when you try to go around or go through a gate where you got to stop?
Well, that's right, and you have Marine guards. And by the way, Captain, I believe this happened at 29 Palms.
Oh, okay.
Out in the desert.
Well, the story's out of Pamplona, but I get it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so it did happen over at 29 Palms, approximately 8:19 p.m., and they had to fire those shots, as you said. They got the driver out of the car. Nobody was injured, as we understand. There was no active threat as a result of that. But, yeah, they're investigating this to find out what this person was doing there. I mean, this is, again, very bizarre.
Now, Ukraine is doing a little tit-for-tat stuff because Russia, with their air strikes, drones or planes or whatever, managed to kill 2 and wound 8 in southern Ukraine as they, in the Kherson region of southern Ukraine, Russian airstrikes once again killed some people, wounded some people. And then, within an hour, we hear that Ukrainian targeted a key Crimean city a day after striking the Russian fleet headquarters and killing probably the admiral in charge of the fleet there in the Black Sea.
That's right. So, I mean, these are some significant blows being dealt by the Ukrainian forces against the Russian forces. And so you would think, Captain, as well, that how much of this makes this back to Russia itself, to the Russian people? It's got to be demoralizing in many ways. I can't imagine that the Russian people think that this is good, that this drags on and on and on and on.
Right. Now, for our listeners in Reno, Nevada, you recently had an air show there, and you had a horrible collision that killed 2 pilots. The first and second place pilots crashed after hitting each other in a maneuver of some sort. And it's confounded the experts as to why it happened and why it happened the way it did.
Yes, well, that's right. Anytime that happens, I mean, obviously, it's just the investigation has to ensue.
Yeah, and again, when you take a look at stuff like this, you always have to wonder, you know, what were they thinking? Because they were flying straight at each other, and it looked like they were doing a chicken move. Well, nobody chickened.
That or there's miscalculation, you know, maybe I don't know much about the story, unfortunately, but if they were trying to do some kind of maneuver that would have been sort of a wow maneuver, like, wow, look how close they came. They did a very close pass. It could have been just a terrible miscalculation. And at those speeds and in that kind of environment, yeah, I can see how that could happen.
Now, what would you say if I told you that back in the 1950s and 60s, the Army used different people to use a potential products, you know, military products, whether it was stuff that nuclear bombs were being touched off in the desert with observers, or whether or not it was a potential carcinogen, the St. Louis housing project that they were using to see what the results would be on people. And now the government is being told by the victims that they should pay compensation for the Cold War testing that they were doing without telling the people what they were doing to them first.
Well, that, you know, certainly seems to be something that most people would likely agree with. If something like that was being done, nobody had knowledge of it, and they truly were guinea pigs. I mean, because you put yourself in that position. What if that happened to me? What if it was somebody I loved? I mean, that's this is decades later, but I'm sure that there's still an outrage.
Well, yes and yes. And again, as we talk about all things military and all things related to the veterans as well, we need to remind people that the military National Guard was out in force during the Ophelia storm over the weekend, and they did another bang-up job up there in the Northeast, which, again, you would expect nothing short of that. They've had a little bit of practice at it, right?
Well, of course, yes.
And when it comes time for the bad weather, we got to remember that the last resort or the first resort, as the case may be, besides your first responders, is the military. And it's usually the National Guard or, in some cases now, some of these states are going to state militia, and the reason they're doing that is so they have complete control over the militia, the military wing that they have there, and not the federal government.
Right, generally speaking, although obviously there are mechanisms by which the federal government can take control of those things, as we've seen in history.
Well, they can, but the states are trying to retain as much control as they can. Florida is one of them that went with the state militia because it had been tried in other areas and worked very effectively because they just didn't want their troops sent everywhere and anywhere without them having a say in it.
Well, sure, and that's understandable, of course, as well.
Now, in world news, world military news, Taiwan expects to deploy two new submarines by 2027. Doesn't say if they're nuclear or not, but it says deploy two more submarines.
Yeah, and that would be key in the defense of Taiwan. There's no doubt about that. What else would they need submarines for? Again, I mean, they have to continue to build towards that day when they feel that there's enough deterrent there. And certainly right now, I mean, the whole idea of China invading Taiwan, I think, has always been a matter of deterrence. What will the United States do? What will the free world do if we do such a thing as invade Taiwan? The Chinese leaders might say to themselves. But Taiwan also knows that they have probably, obviously, they have the biggest stake in this. There's no doubt about that. So obviously they need to do whatever they can.
Well, the threat of wildfires is rising. So is the new artificial intelligence solutions to fight them. Some of this is coming from the military and being given to the civilian authorities, but the military has been working on this for a while, and I'm curious to see how this works out.
Well, right. I mean, like any other tool, artificial intelligence, as it is, or as it is currently described, you know, might be able to have certain starting points, or perhaps make some connection somewhere that human beings would take and then try to either expand on or reject out of hand. You know, it's not like our artificial intelligence comes up with like edicts and then everybody just kind of has to go do it, but at least not yet, because fortunately, we haven't reached the point of the Terminator films where Skynet just runs everything, I have to say.
Yeah, and that's something else we have to keep our eyes on, don't we?
Well, sure. And sometimes, I mean, some of this artificial intelligence stuff, you know, the input that it gets, it spits out the almost, you know, this horrible racist stuff and all kinds of terrible things. And so, again, human beings are the ones who are the arbiters of what we do next.
Well, keep in mind, the president wants to plan a historic pay raise for federal workers, but the people that were asked about it said, I don't know. I think we're paid high enough, so we'll see what happens there, huh?
Yep.
All right, Kyle Warren, and he'll be right back with me with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at. Hope it is where you're at. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark. And Mark had his big show last night on the airwaves from this three-hour show, and it was very interesting. We're going to talk about some of what he talked about last night on Wednesday when we hear him on the show, and I believe we'll hear him this week. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss Acura, where they have the You Serve, You Save program, which means that all active military, all veterans, all first responders that include EMS, firefighters, or police, and all church pastors, too, current or previous, get afforded great opportunities to save some money on their vehicle. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. Now, with that being said, don't forget Moss Acura is on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. They're on the same side of the street, side by side, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Because not only do you get the You Serve, You Save program, but you also get the Moss Care program with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. And when you go in up there, make sure you say hi to Albert White. Yep, Albert White. Tell him the captain sent you. Ask for Albert White and wait till you see the response you get. You're going to love it. You are absolutely going to love it. All right. First of all, to the phone we go, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Kyle. Or Mr.
How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, that too. Listen, we got a little bit of progress, maybe, sort of, in the auto workers' strike, and that is a tentative agreement has been reached in Canada at the Ford plants.
The Ford plants but the funny thing is, the raises are not even close to what they're asking for here in the United States. It's like 15%.
Right.
So there's going to be obviously some blowback to some degree down here in this country with unions. I can't imagine that the UAW is here in the United States is too thrilled with that.
Probably not, but then again, yeah. most people want to keep their jobs, and they're going to do what it takes to keep them.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
I mean, at some point in time, I would think that the auto companies are going to have to, start, looking into, maybe replacing workers to some degree, because the reality is that, you shake the numbers out based upon what they're asking for, it would essentially bankrupt. And I've done a lot of this on my show and podcasts as well. It would bankrupt the automakers. And we already talk about something called moral hazard. And that's what we had the first time around. I was vehemently against bailing out the automakers, George Bush and Barack Obama doing so, because I knew it would lead to something like this down the road. The automakers, like the banks, essentially became too big to fail. So the union right now knows that. So, you can ask for all of these things, and you can just assume that the taxpayer, when the automakers fail because they can't make money, it will have to bail them out again. Taxpayers' last auto bailout, we lost over $10 billion, taxpayers. It'll just happen again. There's no way that, it's sustainable based upon what they're asking for. I looked this past week, Captain, I was blown away. I had Jeep Wrangler, the old-fashioned
Jeep. Right.
You know what the starting price is?
Probably about $50,000.
No, try 69.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For a Jeep Wrangler. Go to these sites for these American cars and see what the starting prices are for these things, and then take a look at some of the Japanese counterparts. It's not even close. And again, this is where you're going to see, people buying cars from other automakers. They can't afford the American cars because of, priced out in the market. It's nuts.
That's why we got the foreign auto dealers coming here to build them.
Yeah, and they're building them in right to work states, not in Michigan, and they'll succeed. And this is a recipe for the American automakers to fail.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what you got on your mind?
Well, Chris, I think you're exactly right. The recipe to fail. So, and you mentioned right to work states. Are we seeing the end, generally speaking, of these big labor unions for things like automobiles? Is it a last hurrah, as it were, or what can be done to save the U.S. auto industry?
Good question. Listen, it's also a problem as well with the government getting involved and forcing them to make cars that are just, very, very expensive. And, there's a lot of tricks being played on we, the taxpayers, with this as well. I did a podcast on this also. So, I have a friend of mine going to buy, wanted to go buy a Bronco, goes in to buy a Bronco. The guy tells him, hey, listen, why don't you instead, rather than leasing the Bronco, why don't you lease this, electric Mustangs Mach 4? And, Mach 4 is $20,000 more. But you do the math on this one. To lease it, it costs $300 less a month to lease a car that is $20,000 more than the Bronco.
Wow.
And this is the taxpayers, kicking in some way into Ford when somebody buys that car because they want to push them to buy EVs. This is not the free market. This is like the island of Dr. Moreau economics. This is not how things are supposed to work. I mean, this is part of the problem as well. Government getting involved, pushing these automakers to build certain types of cars that they don't want to build, that are not profitable to them. And in essence, the cars that Americans want to buy, they have to, raise the price on these things to ridiculous levels.
Hey, Chris, coming up from Sarasota on Saturday, from the gun show, how many electric cars do you think I saw that I know were electric cars parked either on the shoulder or in a rest area I stopped at that couldn't be started again?
Oh, I have no idea. You saw that many, really?
Four.
Wow.
Two in the rest area and two on the shoulder.
I'd be curious, Captain, with that, too. I forget what the code is on the license plates. for those things just to identify if it's a rent-a-car,
right,
if it's tourists, because, again, that's what they're pushing even at the rent-a-car places, because they come to Florida.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come down for parents' weekend and a couple weekends, and, you know, that's what they want you to rent. They want you to rent out, you know, Hertz and all these companies bought these electric cars.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wonder if it's just people that don't know how to use them properly, and then they end up, you know, not realizing that the range on these things are not what they're made out to be.
Well, they sure don't know how to use them, or they wouldn't be sitting on the shoulder or sitting in a parking area, yeah, with no juice.
Yeah, well, that's an issue, too, is that you run into, you know, supposed places where there's a charger there, mm-hmm, and then the chargers don't work.
And I saw my first Tesla flatbed.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, that actually, a first Tesla flatbed that was pulling into one of the electric cars and was going to put it up on the bed and take it to the dealership, I'm sure.
Oh, again, you know, I think that maybe as well, too. I know that with the, you know, with some of the water issues from the storms,
right,
that ruins the battery, too. It can get dangerous. They can't get wet because then it can cause all sorts of problems.
Right, and they had some car fires down here even when they had the last one come through. Not, yep, Ian. They had Ian, some with Ian, but this last one that came through down here a couple of months ago, roughly, they had some car fires. And I understand they also had some problems up in the Northeast recently with this Ophelia that just went up through there with all the water.
I don't have any problem. I really don't. I think that electric vehicles have a use. You know, if you're someone that's going to be driving around locally, and you're not going far, and you're going to be able to charge it at your home every night, and that's what it's used for, I get it. There's nothing wrong, you know, with something like that. It can make sense. And the reality is, I mean, the price of Teslas have really come down,
uh-huh,
for many people. But, you know, for other things, it's just, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't feel like stopping at a rest area and then having to wait, you know, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be. You know, a lot of people don't want to do that, not to mention the fact the infrastructure is just not there around the country for these chargers. Most of them are not superchargers. Most of them are junk.
Yeah. Yeah. And
sometimes Sarasota, I stay at the hotel. This is last year, and I'm told that, yes, our hotel has chargers. But then I go to, you know, charge the car, and, you know, it tells me a full charge is, you know, 18 plus hours. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
No, that's the way it works. You're right. Mm-hmm. There's several of them right here around us, around the hotels that are right here by us, and that's exactly what it says on them.
Yeah.
All right, well, here comes the music, my friend. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully it won't be about electric cars. All right.
Those people stuck. All right, thank you very much.
Have a good day, Chris. Thank you very much yourself. And Kyle, you hang in there, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And, of course, Frank is going to have a lot to say, I'm sure, about what's going to happen here with this stuff going on over there in Michigan. But anyway, it is what it is. We'll be right back.
For another great hour of the Cap.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.